Hi there, thanks for tuning in. The local share market's going to kick off with a reasonable loss this morning, down by around 0.75%, according to the SPY futures. And that is a reflection of what ultimately became quite a volatile session on Wall Street last night. Of course, investors were digesting the rates decision from the US Fed. As expected, they raised rates by 0.5%. But less welcome was the hawkish commentary by the US Fed. That discussion around getting inflation back to the 2% target, the need to remain vigilant when it comes to raising rates, all of those were perhaps striking a chord that the markets weren't necessarily expecting. And in addition to that, the fact that the Fed downgraded its growth forecast as well over the course of the next 12 months, in particular growth, now expected to be 0.5% over the course of the next 12 months compared to 1.2%. That combination was what saw the markets just chop around, and we had the S&P 500 trade through a decent range over the course of the night. At its best, it was up by around 0.8%. At its worst, down by 1.4%, finished with a loss of around 0.6%. So it'll be interesting to see how the next couple of days pan out. We've got a lot of news in the last 48 hours, particularly the lower than expected inflation numbers. That hasn't really been reflected in the price action for the moment. So it'll be interesting to see how the week finishes up. But nonetheless, today is an important day as far as the local and regional experience is concerned. For our own market, we've got the unemployment figures to look at. 15,000 jobs, 3.4% the unemployment rate. That's what we're being guided for. It'll have to be a pretty high benchmark for this to move the needle terribly much in terms of prices. The fact that the RBA has been pretty clear that it wants to just pause for the moment, see the impact of the recent rate hikes. It would have to be a pretty significant number today on the employment front to move the needle in where those perceptions are concerned. What will be very important will be the Chinese economic news, industrial production, retail sales, fixed asset investment, home prices. All of those will coalesce to form a perception in the market's mind around what the benchmark is for Chinese activity under the circumstances. So that will be something to look out for as we navigate that middle part of the day locally. And then following up on all of that, we've got a European Central Bank interest rate decision, a Bank of England rate decision in the next 48 hours. So a lot to get through, one step at a time, the employment figures first. The Aussie dollar has managed to pick up a tiny little bit thanks to that weakness in the US dollar, but nothing to write home about. So have a great day.